A new method to constrain the appearance and disappearance of observed jellyfish galaxy tails, by Rory Smith et al. We present a new approach to observationally constrain where the tails of jellyfish, JF, galaxies in groups and clusters first appear and how long they remain visible with respect to the moment of their orbital perecenter. This is accomplished by measuring the distribution of their tail directions with respect to their host center, and their distribution in a projected velocity radius phase diagram. We then model these observed distributions using a fast and flexible approach where JF tails are painted onto dark matter halos according to a simple parameterized prescription, and perform a Bayesian analysis to estimate the parameters. We demonstrate the effectiveness of our approach using observational mocks, and then apply it to a known observational sample of 106 JF galaxies with radio continuum tails located inside 68 hosts such as groups and clusters. We find that, typically, the radio continuum tails become visible on first infall when the galaxy reaches roughly 3/4 of R200, and the tails remain visible for a few hundred meter after perecenter passage. Lower mass galaxies in more massive hosts tend to form visible tails further out and their tails disappear more quickly after perecenter. We argue that this indicates they are more sensitive to ram pressure stripping. With upcoming large area surveys of JF galaxies in progress, this is a promising new method to constrain the environmental conditions in which visible JF tails exist. This was a new method to constrain the appearance and disappearance of observed jellyfish galaxy tails, by Rory Smith et al.